الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب من الإيمان بالله الصبر على أقدار الله من الإيمان بالله الصبر على أقدار الله The author he mentioned the chapter رحمه الله تعالى clarifying the issue that from al-iman billah from having sincere and true faith in Allah is to be patient with the decrees of Allah asabru ala aqdarillah to be patient in dealing with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meaning al-aqdar al-mu'lima, the painful decrees that Allah, He has decreed for His slaves from the calamities and hardships and difficulties of life, from loss of life or loved one or wealth or health or prosperity and trials in one's property and wealth and family and health and the likes like this. The author, he is mentioning this affair here. And we see that we continue reading in the portion, the author, he is clarifying the issues of the heart and the actions of worship of the heart that are related to at-tawheed. So to fulfill the rights of these actions of worship is from the completion and the perfection of at-tawheed. And to have deficiency in these affairs is from the deficiency and the weakness of at-tawheed. And even it can be, even these affairs could come to the extent that it would remove the tawheed from entirety. And the affairs of love and hope and fear and trust and reliance, and likewise the affairs of patience, and likewise the affairs of patience. So the author, he says, min al-iman, from al-iman, billah, from believing in Allah, as-sabru ala aqdarillah, is to be patient with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from al-iman. It has been narrated from the Salaf that they mentioned al-iman nisfani, that al-iman and sincere faith, it is two halves, nisfun shukrun wa nisfun sabrun. One half of it is gratitude and showing thanks, and the other half is patience. And it's been mentioned, wa imanu wa yaqinu al-imanu kulluhu, and to have certainty, this is all of faith in its entirety. So the issue of patience is a great issue in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, and all of the ibadat and all of the actions of obedience and establishing the religion in entirety, inwardly and outwardly, cannot be done except with patience. And this is because the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that the religion, it consists of commandments and it consists of prohibitions, and it consists of dealing with the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jal and the difficulties that one faces in this life. And all of these affairs, they require patience. So from this aspect, the people of knowledge, they have divided patience, having a sabr and sincere faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, is to be patient upon performing the obligations. To be patient upon performing the obligations. You need to be consistent and to make oneself steadfast and to be patient with these affairs daily, yani day in and day out, performing the obligations. A believer, he has to have a sabr ala al-ta'a, or a sabr ala al-ma'mur, to be patient with regards to performing the obligation, a sabr ala al-wajibat wal-mustahabbat. And he beginning with the obligatory affairs, and then also after that being patient in performing properly the recommended affairs as well. That will draw one near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to being patient in performing the obligations, a person, he has to be patient in learning that obligation, and learning that obligation and knowing with certainty that it's an obligation and it's a means to draw near to Allah, and that Allah, He has legislated that, and this requires knowledge. And knowledge, one must seek it, and one has to be patient upon that path, learning that which is obligatory and incumbent upon one's soul to perform and to fulfill the duty of oneself to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the day and the night. A person, he has to have patience to learn that. So likewise, after learning that, he has to have patience to learn how to perform that, to learn how to perform that. Because many people, they will learn that there are obligations upon them, but they will not be diligent enough, and they will not be patient enough with regards to seeking knowledge, and they will not learn how to perform it properly. And you'll find them performing obligations in a manner that is deficient or incorrect, or in a manner that is mixed with innovations and contrary to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the greatest examples of that is the great obligation of a salah. And many people from the Ummah of Muhammad, they have learned and they know and they believe with certainty that salat is an obligation for them to perform. But they were not diligent, nor were they patient to learn how to perform it properly, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prayed. And then likewise, even after that, the issue of patience, it continues with an individual, and that he will learn the obligations, and likewise he will learn how to perform them according to the legislation, and then he has to be patient with his soul and striving against his soul to perform it properly and not heedlessly, to perform it with a heart that is alive and aware. Because just as the deed, it has a form outwardly, and it has to be in accordance to the legislation outwardly, likewise, there is an inward aspect of the action, and that is the affair of the heart, and that it must be performed for Allah alone, with no partners, and that a person, he must be alive while he's worshiping Allah, and aware and not heedless, and his heart must be attached to Allah with love and reverence and fear and hope and servitude and submission at the time of performing the action of worship, and not attached to the dunya and thinking about the worldly affairs. And none of this can be done except with patience. So therefore, a believer, he has to learn the affair of patience, and he has to know the affair of patience, and then he has to strive to be patient with regards to performing the obligations, learning them, and learning how to perform them, and then performing them properly, and then to continue to perform them day in and day out. Because the one who performs the obligations today and he leaves them tomorrow, he is upon a foul way. The one who performs the obligations today and then he leaves them tomorrow, waliyadu billah, then he is upon a foul way. So the obligation, it must be performed properly and in the best manner, and according to the legislation, continuously and daily, until one, he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until death comes to you. And worship your Lord until death comes to you. And this requires for a person to be patient. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except while you're in a state of submission, and in a state of patience upon obedience to your Lord. To your Lord. So the issue of patience is a great issue from al-Iman. And from al-Iman in Allah Azza wa Jal is to be patient with all the affairs. The author here is mentioning specifically the issue of the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But likewise, a believer, he has to be patient with regards to avoiding and leaving off the prohibitions. As-sabru an ma'asiyatillah. That a person, he has to be patient likewise with regards to avoiding and leaving off the prohibitions. And again, this requires knowledge. And again, this requires knowledge. A person, he has to know that which is impermissible. He has to know what is haram and the limits of that in order to avoid it and to stay away from it. كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِ مَا يَتَّقِي. The Salaf, they used to say, how can somebody fear something or avoid it if he does not know what to fear and to avoid? So therefore, again, the issue goes back to learning, being patient with knowledge, being patient with the legislative knowledge. And this is from al-Iman. And this is from the means of success and happiness in this life and in the hereafter, to learn the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to learn His deen, and to have insight with one's religion, and to be upon clarity without any doubts about the affairs of the dunya and the akhirah, and with regards to the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So a believer, he has to learn the prohibitions. He has to learn that which is impermissible. And likewise, he has to learn how to avoid it and stay away from it. He has to learn how to avoid it and to stay away from it. And then he must be patient in performing that, likewise, day in and day out, And all of these affairs, they require patience. Likewise, there must be patience with regards to dealing with the decrees of Allah. As-sabru ala aqdar Allahi al-mu'lima. To be patient with regards to the decrees of Allah that are difficult and that are hard and that are painful and hard to deal with. So a believer, he has to have patience. And from al-iman is patience. Yani from al-tawheed is having patience. And therefore, the one who fulfills the right and the obligation of patience, then he has fulfilled that aspect of al-tawheed. And he has perfected his faith from this aspect. And the one who has a deficiency in that affair, then his tawheed and his iman, it has a deficiency accordingly. So we see the relationship between the issue of patience and the book of at-tawheed. From the perfection of at-tawheed, as a believer, he must be patient in all aspects. Here the author, he's mentioning specifically with regards to dealing with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience, it has many benefits and many virtues. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu in Bukhari and Muslim, and in the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ma u'tiya ahadun ata'an khayran wa awsa' min as-sabr, that no one has been giving anything, no one has been giving anything, no provision, nobody has been provided with any provision that is better and more vast than patience. Awsa yani ashrah lisadr, that is more vast and that will bring ease to his heart more than patience. Yani patience is from the best of the blessings that Allah will provide a servant, and from the greatest means for him to find contentment and ease, and for him to find peace of mind and tranquility in his heart. Yani that he will have patience, that he will have patience. But likewise, it's very important to know that patience has another division from another aspect. And the patience that is praiseworthy and that is beneficial is the patience that is done or obtained by seeking the aid from Allah. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned this is as-sabru billah. So in the last any category, or in the last division of patience, we've seen it was three types. And that is as-sabru ala ta'atillah, was-sabru an ma'asiyatillah, was-sabru ala aqdarillahi al-mu'lima. And to be patient in performing the obligations and the actions of obedience. And then to be patient in staying away from and avoiding the actions of disobedience. And to be patient in dealing with the pains and the hardships of the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jal. But there is another division of as-sabr, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that is very beneficial, and they say as-sabru billah, was-sabru lillah, was-sabru ma'allah. And that is to be patient by seeking the help from Allah, and to be patient for the sake of Allah, and to be patient with the commands of Allah and that which Allah has legislated. So these are three very important aspects. The first one, as-sabru billah, that a person, he'll be patient by seeking the aid of Allah. He will ask Allah to help him to be patient. And Allah, he commanded his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book, wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. Wasbir, yani ayyuha nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma sabruka illa billah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, be patient, wasbir, and be patient, wa ma sabruka illa billah, and your patience is not except by way of Allah, and by the help of Allah and the aid of Allah. So therefore, whenever a person realizes this, then he will seek the help of Allah and the aid of Allah, and he will put his trust and his faith and reliance in Allah to be able to be patient. Yani from all aspects, with regards to performing the obligations and with regards to avoiding the prohibitions and with regards to dealing with the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jalla that are difficult and hard. So at this time, whenever there are calamities and whenever there are hardships, then a believer, he will remember Allah and he will seek the aid and the help of Allah, and he will know that he cannot be patient and he cannot deal with this properly and in a beautiful and a good manner except with the permission of Allah and the help of Allah. So therefore he will seek the help of Allah. And a believer likewise, in that same narration of Abi Sa'id, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ, that whoever strives and makes effort to be patient, seeking the help of Allah, then Allah will grant him patience. مَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ, the one who seeks the help from Allah, and he makes effort to be patient, and seeking Allah's aid and tawfiq, then at this time Allah will grant him patience. So therefore a believer, he knows this, and he will constantly seek the aid and the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla in every affair. And from that in being patient. One cannot be patient except with the help of Allah and the aid of Allah. And the more a person, he tries to seek the help of Allah, and the more a person, he relies and puts his trust and faith in Allah, and he's sincere and truthful with Allah and seeking his help and seeking his aid, then the tawfiq will come to him. And the help and the assistance will come to him from avenues he could not expect or even imagine. And the fact that he will put his trust in Allah and his faith in Allah, and he will surrender and submit to Allah and beg Allah to help him to be patient and to help him to deal with these affairs, at this time the gates of tawfiq will be open for him, and the assistance and the aid will come to him from where he could not imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So whoever puts his faith and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will suffice him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will suffice him. So seeking the aid of Allah to be patient upon the obligations and upon the legislation and upon the deen, seeking the aid of Allah to be patient, and dealing with the sins and the actions of a disobedience, a person, he has to seek the help of Allah and seek the aid of Allah and to beg Allah to help him and to give him success to leave those affairs and to avoid them and to stay away from them. And the one who does this, then he the help of Allah is near, and the aid of Allah is near, and he will find much good in his life. So therefore a person, he has to be patient, and he cannot be patient except with the aid and the help of Allah, Patience is an action of worship. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So to perform the actions of worship, a person, he has to seek the help of Allah, all of them, and from them, patience. Likewise, as-sabru lillah, a person, he has to be patient for the sake of Allah. He has to be patient for the sake of Allah, not patient to show his strength or his manhood or how strong he is and how it's easy for him to deal with these affairs and the likes like this. No, he'll be patient for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah and hoping the reward from Allah. And this is very important, because from the affairs of showing off, it can come into the issue of patience. That a person, he can show off and show his how firm he is and how strong he is in dealing with these affairs and how they don't affect him and the likes like this. And he can do that in order to show off and to have praise from the people. But a believer, he will be patient in dealing with these affairs for the sake of Allah. He'll be patient in performing the obligations in the best manner for the sake of Allah. He'll be patient in leaving the prohibitions for the sake of Allah, not for the praise of the people or for the position in this worldly life. And likewise in dealing with the hardships. A believer, he will deal with them patiently for the sake of Allah, hoping for the reward from Allah and seeking the pleasure of Allah and fearing the punishment of Allah. After this, the people of knowledge, as I mentioned, as-sabru ma'allah, ma' ahkamillah, to be patient in dealing with the rulings of Allah and the obligations and the prohibitions. A person, he has to be patient with these affairs, that which is allowed and that which is not allowed, that which is obligatory and that which is not obligatory, that which is impermissible and that which is not impermissible. And there are obligations that must be performed, and there are prohibitions that must be avoided. And all aspects of life, throughout the day and throughout the night. Everywhere one goes, there's a regulation and a ruling for him in his masjid and in his job and in his home and dealing with his family and dealing with his colleagues and dealing with his wealth and all affairs of life and dealing with worship. There are regulations and there are rules and there are commandments and prohibitions, and there's a way that must be abided by and followed. So therefore, a person, he has to be patient with these affairs. He has to be patient with the commandments of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah, with the rulings of Allah, with the deen of Allah, and performing them in the best manner. We've seen that performing patience upon obedience, and here is intended performing the commandments. Performing the commandments. So this is two types, being patient in performing the commandments and being patient in performing the recommended affairs. As for the patience with regards to avoiding the prohibitions and staying away from disobedience, the people of knowledge, they mention a benefit here, and that this is two levels. The people with regards to leaving off the prohibitions, there are two ranks. One of them is higher than the other. With regards to avoiding the prohibitions. The first level is to avoid the prohibitions and to stay away from the actions of a disobedience out of fear of Allah. This is an obligation. To fear Allah, to fear His punishment, to fear His threat, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that a person, yani his soul, will suggest to him and to whisper to him to disobey Allah azza wa jal, and then he will remember Allah and fear Him and leave that. And not follow His desires. So therefore, that which has prohibited him, yani by the grace of Allah, to leave off the prohibition and to stay away from disobedience, is his fear, the fear that he has of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His threat and His punishment. And this is an obligation, and this is a means to be patient in leaving the prohibitions. But there is a level that is higher than that, and that is greater than that, and that is to leave the actions of disobedience not out of fear of Allah. It's coupled with fear, no doubt the fear is there, but even greater than that, to leave the prohibitions out of shyness from Allah, out of al-haya min Allah. So there are some people who will leave the prohibitions, which is excellent and an obligation and a great status and rank in the deen, to leave the prohibitions out of fear of Allah. And this is an obligation, but there is a rank higher than that a believer, he will reach with regards to his awareness of Allah and his muraqabah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he will be shy, that Allah will see him using the blessings that Allah has given him in his disobedience, or that Allah will hear him using the blessings that Allah is providing for him, yani to say that which is displeasing to Allah, and the likes like this, that a person, that the hayat will come to his heart, and he'll be shy. And the likes from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is a high rank and status, and this is a beautiful way to be shy from Allah. And this comes from knowing Him and from knowing His greatness and His majesty and knowing His beautiful names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing His great bounties and blessings and knowing His favor, and then knowing Him likewise from His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then being shy from him. And this is from showing thanks that a person, he will use those blessings in the pleasure of Allah, and he will be afraid, rather he could even be shy from using those blessings in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a number of affairs with regards to the issue of as-sabr in this chapter, and we suffice with these issues today. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.